I had a birthday. Well, I have presents for Roberta Fasanelli.
It's Roberta's birthday.
It's Roberta's birthday, and she's found tons of birthday freebies for you. Big day for Roberta Fasanelli. It's the beginning of the seventh decade for her. It's a wonderful feeling.
You are so mean.
Yeah.
It pops on your head.
Roberta just turned 40 today.
What time is it?
That's right.
2:40 this afternoon?
No, she just turned 40 today.
Oh, 40.
Yes.
I thought you said
2:40.
The big
40.
4-0.
Congratulations. You don't sound a day over.
4-0 today.
Whatever. But you and Jennifer sound like sisters. Twins, in fact.
Yeah.
We're sisters from another mister.
Right.
We're separated at birth.
Sisters from another mister. What is there's another expression that goes
two sisters
sort of like
brother from another mother.
Yeah. Brother, that's it. Thank you. Brother from another. That's very good, Jennifer. So Jennifer's
here.
Roberta's here. And we have a lot of things to talk about. The usual stuff. The feature today, Roberta's birthday at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken has a lot of information on the cell phone cancer causing. Then we have a poll on that again today. Big stuff. But there are things going on in the world that you may not have heard of yet that are significant. So, we must discuss them.
I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees.
Right.
Yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese.
Couple of things that are of import, maybe disturbing. Google revealed yesterday that the Gmail hacking that many of you who have Gmail accounts are experiencing is likely coming from a source in China.
No kidding.
What a shock, huh? Senior U.S. government officials have been hacked this week by Chinese activists. Internet activists. That's the first time I've heard them described like that.
I know, it makes them sound very important.
Chinese activists, right,
now,
exactly.
Now, I don't want to say I told you so.
Okay, so don't say that, but tell us what
you know. But yesterday, remember, we had the conversation about cyber war?
Yes, we did.
And you were saying it's the Russians,
I
was saying it's the Chinese.
I think it's both, actually. We can find examples and proof that there are
Chinese sneaky, man. Yeah, the mobsters,
those
the Russian mobsters are brute force attackers, but those Chinese, man.
So they apparently they've hacked Lockheed Martin Corporation, hacked into Boeing. So they're targeting military companies, these are new world military. This is, some people think this is retaliation for all of the aggressiveness in America. That's one theoretician set forth, that we are way too aggressive and people are trying to get back at us, and this is the way they do it, to get to our military-industrial complex.
Here we go. Aggressive how?
You think? What do you mean? How we are aggressive?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there are a number of reasons that we, a number of ways we've been aggressive. People have used, they've massed, you know, the fight against Al-Qaeda terrorists to go to places where they weren't. I mean, you can make that argument. The Somalia thing. Where are we going? What was the thing we had last hour about Africa? The guy in Cincinnati said, if you want to conquer Roberta, guy get fired from his job in the Cincinnati radio guy for saying, if you want to conquer an African country, send in some pot and white women.
Can you imagine why he got fired?
And some oversized shoes as well?
Maybe.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, next up. In the Chinese department here, where we have a water crisis in China. Do you know that? That the Gobi Desert, which this is one of the things about China that's so interesting.
Gobi Desert.
You look, Gobi man. Gobi woman. Gobi Desert. If you look at a map of China and go to the west and south of Manchuria, you will find the Gobi Desert.
A lot of candidates come from
China. China's big.
Gobi, China is huge in comparison to America. The Chinese government has a very expensive solution to fixing the problems that have been created by the Gobi Desert expanding to the south. Remember the Yellow River? There's a song, Richie, yellow.
Don't drink out of it.
No.
They call me Yellow River.
Yeah, that too. There's yellow. Who is that guy?
Doug.
See if you can find yellow.
No, Doug, stop this.
No, I want to find.
This is the fifth thought that has come out of your head this morning where you attach a 40-year-old song to it.
And that's a problem because?
Yeah, because you're starting
Rich
to sound like
to
we,
find
should,
it.
We should put you in a home.
Put me in a home? I'm in a home. All right, then. Very nice home.
One with padded walls.
Okay, so anyway, the yellow, there is a song, though. I'm trying to remember who the guy is that did Yellow
River. Move along.
Christy. Find that song. Christy is the artist. It's called Yellow River.
Move along, Rain Man.
Right. But see if you can find the song.
No.
Yeah,
Move
please.
Along, Rain Man.
Oh, come on, Rich.
This is the Doug Stanford Show.
It is the Doug Stanford. That's good. Did you notice?
Well, when Doug Stanford starts pushing the buttons,
hey, Roberta, he's finally got it. So anyway, the water crisis. Yeah, it did.
I'm going to play every yellow song we have.
The Yellow River, which is the birthplace of Chinese civilization, is so polluted it can no longer supply drinking water. They have become a victim of their own success.
Told you, don't drink it.
Ruining their infrastructure with their, they pay no attention to anything. And remember how many people they have over there and how they have to serve themselves. They're buying these, all of these, the food from us and elsewhere around the world. They have these mega cities. 22 million people now live in Beijing. 12 million people live in Tianjin. We have a relationship at Heidelberg with Tianjin University. Students come back and forth. We have exchange students. Anyway, the underground aquifers that used to be there have all been drained out. Their industry just dumping stuff into the Yellow River, polluted it beyond salvation, it would appear. Although the earth is pretty forgiving, and sooner or later, it'll get cleaned up. But it is dead yellow now. So they have a number of people working on this, including a scientist named Dai Quai. Let's see here. They have, what was the guy I mentioned earlier? Dr. Du. Yes.
Mountain's brother.
Yep.
That's right.
He's working on this. It's a great song. So we'll have a little more of it in a moment.
No, we won't. This is the last you'll ever hear.
No.
I'm making it so that your brain can move along to
my
the
brain
next
is working
year old
fine.
Song that comes up on any
thank you.
Particular sentence that rolls out of your head.
14 past the hour. The Doug Steffen. What Richie thinks I've got this new energy drink.
It's 5 minutes to Wapner. I'm a good driver. I'm definitely a good driver.
Right.
Definitely not wearing any underwear.
Don't you think it's a good song, though? Crank it up, Richie.
Yeah.
Here we go. Can't sit still. There's other boring son of a guns like Imus and Bill Bennett. What are they doing?
They're talking about stuff.
Yeah. And who is it? Your
are
your
they showing
pal?
Signs of dementia or ADD this morning? No, this is the only show that's got it, baby. Right here.
Keeping up with the trends.
Right.
Societal trends. We got it right here. But anyway, you're pretty pleased with yourself, aren't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yes, you are. I can tell you are.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'm just riding this train called the Doug Steffen Show.
Right.
Waiting for it to crash into the Yellow River.
It'll be all wet then, Richie, like the rest of us. So anyway, the Chinese scholars say they're studying this, trying to figure out how to fix the problem. And what they're going to do, which has caused so much consternation, is they're going to move water, they're going to take water away from certain parts. They're going to spend $62 billion to relocate some dams. And this one of them has to do with what was being built as the world's largest hydroelectric power plant.
Mm.
But they want to divert the water now because this is about 800 miles, by the way, from Beijing, where they're redoing. They're moving 350,000 people away from their homes so they can build a new canal to get water to these areas that are drying out because they need to produce food and they need to have drinking water. Both of which are becoming a real serious problem.
Part of the problem over there is they're controlling the weather.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get you sooner or later.
Mother Nature will strike back.
Yep. So they aren't going to have enough water until the year 2014. Meanwhile, this situation, the prices of food this year, we'll talk to Phil Lempert about this, but the prices of food, because of the needs the Chinese have for food and because of our bad weather in the Midwest, they've relied on us a great deal for grains and that sort of thing, and we're obviously, we got to serve our own market here as well. Canadians have a problem, although it's not as wet up in Saskatchewan and Alberta where a lot of the wheat crop and some of the other grains are grown. But you can look for very expensive food this fall, mostly because of these two things, the bad weather in China and the bad weather in America. It'll push the price of it. You can say, well, why are we suffering? Because the Chinese need it. Because the Chinese are willing to pay in the free market whatever it takes to get. They've got a lot of dough. And in a way, it's good because they're now coming back with some of the money that we have, that they made from us to buy our food, our grains and that sort of thing. But it'll push the value of corn. Watch, you go to any, I didn't even know what the commodities are doing today. I bet you that corn's up over $8 a bushel now. And soy be $5 or $6 a bushel because they know there isn't going to be enough to go around. So that's what happens, supply and demand. The only place that doesn't work is oil, where you get gouged and screwed by the Saudis and everybody else in OPEC just because they can. Not because they really, there's a shortage of oil, because there's no shortage of oil. They just want to screw us. And they're doing a wonderful job. Thank you very much. Meanwhile, at 18 after the hour, time for you to go pain-free. If you go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com, you can get relief. Natural, topical pain relief. Fast pain relief. Lasting pain relief. Muscle pain, stiffness, taken care of by Salon Pause. A doctor-recommended doctor, Dr. Ken, but lots of other doctors recommend this as well. So go to DougStephan.com, DrKenshow.com. Click on the Salon Pause button. Stop the pain at the site with Salon Pause. Order a free sample today. Put it on where the pain is and feel the pain go away. No prescription is needed. Use it as directed. No more pills. Nothing has been proven to beat pain without a prescription like Salon Pause. And again, a free patch recommended. You get on the horn. Actually, you don't have to even do that. Just go to Dr. Yeah, stay away from Jeff.
Get off of her.
Get off of her.
Get off of me.
Go to DougStephan.com and click on the Salon Pause button. Get your free patch today.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases and participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. Aquarain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an Aquarain.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
All right, this sets the tone. Tone for the day, set it up.
In your smile.
Jive Aces from England. New Doug Steffen song.
Make me happy. All the while.
This is how you'll feel when I'm visiting you next week, Roberta.
Oh, yeah.
In this world.
So what day are you coming in? Live,
Wednesday.
There should be more happiness. So much joy we can give.
To and you're bothering me till when?
Right to
Saturday
morning. Make me happy.
Make you happy. Make me happy.
So I got to deal with you for 3 nights?
Yeah.
Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun.
Bring me fun.
Bring me sunshine.
Bring me sunshine.
Bring me
love.
Bring me love. Bring me sunshine.
Woo-ha.
In your smile.
Why not?
Well, I like this.
Haven't you heard this before?
So, what band is this?
This is the Jive Aces from England. I thought you weren't around when we played this. We discovered this a couple of months ago, Richie. How long?
Yeah, 3-4 months ago.
April.
Come on, crank it up.
Let's go. Get Roberta going.
Woo!
Imagine dancing to this.
Take me out dancing, Doug?
What do they call those shoes that men wear? The two-tone...
Wingtips?
Wingtips, yeah. Yeah.
And zoot suits.
Zoot suits, yeah.
I love wingtips.
Listen, how can you not be happy listening to this? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. 25 and change after the hours. We set the mood for the day. Let's hope, anyway. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, who'll be along in a few minutes with her birthday freebies. Today is her birthday, and she's giving you the presents. So that's a cool thing.
That's mighty nice of her.
Very
nice. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Jennifer Horn will have a television report, matter of a few moments. And then Shelley Palmer's along in a few minutes. The Twitter announcement for tweets.
The Twitter announcements for tweets.
Twitter has added a photo sharing feature. Do you know that?
TwitPic and was it Frog?
That was a couple of weeks ago. They are going to, this was at the digital conference, say they are going to upload photos through Twitter's website.
Instead of having a third party
they're going to do it themselves.
Okay.
Yes, correct. So there's the news, Richie. And you heard it first. On the Doug Steffen
You're
Good
so
Day.
Up on technology.
I am
Doug.
Really an Man, expert when it comes to this something. Sort of thing.
Genius.
I am, if nothing
genius.
Else, a genius. You got it. Speaking of that, it's time for us now to focus on numbers here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 2020 quiz, quickie quiz. I would like you to tell all of the rest of the world, if you've got this figured out, what the average American, there are now, by the way, for your information, 78 million baby boomers in our country.
Wow.
78 million. baby boomers. That is between Richie's age and my age, roughly speaking, okay?
Wow. I might get lucky.
So, you might, with Richie. The average boomer has saved how much for retirement? What's the number? 800-510-8255. 78 million baby boomers. What's the average amount, if you're a baby boomer, you have saved for your retirement? All right? And this does not count. The equity in your home doesn't count. All right? So
you're talking dollars in the bank.
Dollars in something.
Stocks, bonds, savings.
It's an amazing number, and you may be...
I'm sure it's amazing.
It's amazing because it's so low.
Right.
800. In other words, nobody can retire. That's basically... When you hear the number, you'll know nobody's retiring anymore. 800-510-8255. The average baby boomer has saved how much for retirement? The right number, within $10,000, gets the Doug Steffen Prize. 800-510-TALK at 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Twitter recently announced a new way for users to search for tweets. With the release of Twitter image and video posts, searching for a word or hashtag will display relevant media. By offering instant search for media, Twitter is going to become a much more powerful tool. In other news, Microsoft, whose operating system is nearly absent from mobile devices, has put further restrictions on tablet producers who want to use Windows. The restrictions include requiring chip manufacturers to pair with only one hardware maker each. Will Microsoft's limits control product quality or stifle innovation? And finally, new research by Cisco predicts that global internet traffic will have quadrupled between 2010 and 2015. The most growth will occur with mobile broadband traffic, which is expected to get 26 times larger within 4 years. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Right now, the Home Depot has Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer for the new lower price of just $5.88. That's a gallon of the tough stuff to last you a full year. Use it inside and out to create a guaranteed bug barrier for your entire house. Make it your home, not theirs. Thanks to Ortho Home Defense Max for just $5.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back. Woo-hoo! But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop, break, break, break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 Central, only on History.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Your faith to the wind. Hey, Richie, see if you can find that song, will you please?
No.
Say what?
2 minutes to Wapner. 2 minutes to Wapner, everybody.
It's a good day. Today, you have to think big. You want to be big, you got to think big. High achievement always takes place in the framework of high expectation. You always hit what you aim for in the long run. If you have a target that's big enough and you aim high enough, right? You have a big target. Imagine that. Just think about your target, your dream, if you will. Have the courage to follow your dreams. You remember the song? Richie's going to find it. Climb every mountain. Ford every stream.
No.
Follow every...
Wrong song, brother.
I've
got to follow that dream wherever that dream may lead.
Follow the dream. Get your steps in line to get to that destiny that you're going to build an empire, right?
Yeah.
It's the Roberta Fasanelli Empire.
Birthday Empire.
Oh, yeah.
She already have. Actually, she has it already. She just doesn't know it.
I just don't know it.
Here's the story.
She knows it.
The other day I sat with my accountant, the great Stuart Allen Books.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
And we're trying to figure out where all the money is.
Show me the money.
I can answer that question.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
You're trying to figure out where all your money is? I know it's there somewhere. I just don't know where it is.
I know. Here's the thing.
Or you're trying to figure out where all the money is, and you just need to go get it.
Maybe a little of both of those things.
Okay.
But it's sort of an age-old story. I have a lot of land. So assets that are, and I say this because Roberta has the same thing, got a lot of real estate. And
but no cash flow.
None. Zero. There's no cash. Where's the cash?
Right.
I have this many debts, and I got this many assets, and there's a pretty wide, between the debt number and between the asset number is a pretty big number.
So you look at net worth and you go, okay, so why am I poor?
Right. Where's the cash? I got no cash.
The problem with real estate is the banks don't even want to talk to you. They won't give you a mortgage.
No.
They won't give you a home equity line of credit.
Well,
they want nothing to do with real estate.
Let me tell you something. That's
whatsoever.
Good because otherwise Doug would be to the bejesus.
Yeah, he'd be in debt.
Yeah, you'd be.
I am in debt.
I have no debt. I have a 794 credit score, and the banks don't want to talk to me.
Yeah, you don't want to run up debt on the one thing that you still have that's worth a lot of money.
Right.
But so, you need cash flow. So operating capital.
Here's what we'll do. Roberta, I'll borrow your...
So what Stuart tell you?
Roberta, I'll borrow your credit score, and together we can raise money. And
yeah, because Ed's credit score isn't as good. Because let me tell you why. Because he won't use digital technology to pay his bills. He forgets something and then has an argument with American Express because of a $32 bill that didn't get paid.
48.
Right, exactly. 48.
800. Exactly. 510-8255. Okay.
Show you.
I cut up all three of them.
Yeah, now you have no credit card.
You notice that American Express has gone out of business because I cut up their cards. They're going out of business.
American Express doesn't affect your credit score.
If you don't pay.
It's not a credit card.
I used to have three American Express cards, and I'd pay them all together. And I did that for years.
Right.
And then one month, somebody decided, American Express, you got to send us a separate check for each account. I said, what am I going to do that for? I, for years, paid them all together. Well, you can't do that anymore. Oh, really? Well, I kept doing it, and they kept putting all of the money on one account and not on the other two. And so the other two were behind. And I looked at it. I said, I remember calling the day that I cut up the cards. I said, wait a minute.
I remember
this. Let's go to my account A and look at all the surplus that you have, a surplus there. I owe you no money, plus there's $8,000 in the account to pay future debt. Why do you think that is? Well, let's see. Look at the other two accounts, and the exact amount of what I owe you is $8,000. Now, what do you suppose is the reason for that? I don't know, but you can't do that anymore. I said, you know what? You don't need me. So I, for the purpose of him hearing me, I took a scissors and cut up the cards while I was on the phone with him. Boy, I showed him.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You sure did. Right. You showed him.
Yeah, I sure did.
That guy totally cared.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Boy.
So we're trying to figure out with all the...
This is why Doug has a less than stellar
credit scores. So why did you put them on
AutoPay? Because he gets in these little... You know what matches with the people on the phone and the credit companies.
I'm not going to... Yesterday, I did that with the electric company. Electric company.
That's a farm.
They can't get into...
AutoPay.
They won't do it.
Listen.
He likes to write his check.
Right. I want to know where the money's going.
Let me tell you something.
When did this become an attack?
AutoPay. It's not an attack.
This is an attack. They're in the air. Folks, they're attacking me.
We're not attacking you. AutoPay. Everything for me is on AutoPay.
In the winter, when he goes to California, he flies home to Boston on the first of the month so he can write his checks.
Oh, good Lord.
Can you believe that?
That is weird. Why don't you just take your checkbook with you and have someone sign
it? I've asked that 1,000 times.
You know, I'm really tired of all this.
Good Lord.
He gets
AutoPay.
He gets attached to a system.
I have to come and see what's going on the farm. Everything's okay. Can we get to the 2020 quiz?
Yes, we can.
We need to get Roberta
Queen
in here to
Zoom.
Queen of Chief.
It's her birthday.
Birthday.
So here's the question.
You're so funny.
78 million baby boomers, and the retirement age is creeping up on all of the baby boomers. For those of you who want to retire, I'm not in that league, but if you want to, good luck to you, because there isn't a lot of cash. What's the number that the average baby boomer has saved for retirement? 800-510-8255. Doug, what do you think the number is?
50,000.
50,000, way off. You're too low. Grady, what do you think the number is? Yeah.
I told them 85, something you didn't consider.
What's that?
How about the ones who just receive permanent retirement income? Like me and my wife, we might get about $6,000
This is for those who have actually saved on their own, not the automatic stuff like 85 is too low, but you're getting closer to the number.
Really? It's higher than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's over 100,000.
Oh, wow.
800-510-8255. And that's not counting equity in your home. So
how far are you going to get on 100,000?
That's what the point is. All right.
But it's better than we thought.
I was talking to a friend of mine the other day,
good Lord,
who runs a car dealership. And we're talking about how much money goes through these dealerships, but how much actually sticks.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you talk about, okay, there's millions of dollars here. But millionaire, you know, it's not being a millionaire anymore. What is this? Nothing.
Everybody's
find $1 million for most people.
You know, the average profit on a brand new car at a Chevrolet dealership is under $200.
I was going to say $400.
Really?
No.
Really?
It's under well under $200.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. So you can continue to give us a shot at this. 800-510-8255 if you would like to, because we have a few minutes left in this this segment, as they say on the radio. Meanwhile,
she's the queen of cheese.
She is
the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
And the birthday edition of the Queen of Chief.
The birthday edition of the Queen of Chief.
I'm sending you. I sent you a check for 20 cents for your birthday.
Gee, thank you, Doug. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
if you
were
to say 20,000, I was going to, like, fall over the chair.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a special birthday gift for everybody. It's a list of freebies that you can get on your birthday. Tons and tons of restaurants. They just want to bring you in for your birthday and give you free stuff. I'm just going to go through a few little things on the list. We've got Applebee's, Auntie Anne's, Benihana. They give you a free $30 gift certificate on your birthday. Figure that
one out. Really?
Yes. Borders gives you a free coffee. Baskin Robbins gives you free ice cream. Chick-fil-A, Chili's, Stone Cold Creamery gives you free ice cream. Dairy Queen, El Chico, let's see, Friendly's, Hard Rock Cafe gives you a free dessert. IHOP, free pancakes.
So you could spend all day. You could start out at IHOP. You could go to Benihana for lunch. You could go to whatever for dinner, and then go to the Baskin Robbins for dessert.
Even Orange Julius, Outback Steakhouse gives you a free appetizer. P.F. Chang's Bistro, Red Lobster. Red Robin gives you a free burger for your birthday.
Well, Red Robin is good burgers.
TGI Fridays, Wendy's, Texas Roadhouse, Sonic. We got the whole big list for
Sonic
you.
Sonic could give you more than free food for your birthday.
Plenty of free gas to go along with it.
But it's just a great list to just eat your way through your birthday. That's the basic list.
There you go.
It's start with pancakes, and you can end with dessert at night.
How do you pronounce B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y?
Birthday.
That's
birthday. It sounds like you're saying birthday.
That's right.
Birthday?
We are.
Birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Richie, would you like to get that song for us,
sure,
please?
Yeah, sure. Hold on, Ray.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to.
I want to play this game. Rich is like the human jukebox.
Is he? He's a human something. I'm not sure I'd use jukebox.
I'd like Bust a Move by Young.
All right, so what's the number here?
Yeah, sure.
We prepare for Jennifer. Yep. You're not going to cry today, Roberta, right? You're going to promise me no crying today?
Oh, I've already cried today.
All right, okay. Let's leave it aside. We're making your birthday special for you. So, 800-510-8255. It's more than 85. It's more than 100,000, but less than 200,000. Actually, less than 150,000. I'll give you that. Pick a number in there. Narrow it down. How much has the average baby boomer saved so far for retirement? 800-510-TALK. Roberta Fasinelli's done with her job. Jennifer's job around the corner is to talk about what's going on with your television set. And I don't mean the one that's blowing up. I mean, what are you going to be able to see on it? That's coming up in a moment here on Good Day. Walks by, you wish you could sex up, but standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's luncheon, high-class luncheon. Food is served in your stone-cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag. Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming. Subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto-pay, payments, billing, and other restrictions apply. Call
The answer to the question coming up, how much have you as baby boomers saved for retirement? That's coming up in a matter of moments. First, though, we must get to our television tidbit portion.
Yes,
Jennifer Horn. A couple of things of interest and importance for June 12th, which is a week from this Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
The sixth season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians will start on that day. That's pretty
exciting.
There's
always a Kardashian show. The one with Khloe and Lamar just ended.
And then the series premiere of Ice-T's reality show, Ice Loves Coco.
Yes, and you would love Coco.
Who apparently is out to here. That's the rumor, anyway.
That's not a rumor.
Also, on the 12th, live from New York in the Beacon Theater, it's the Tony Awards with Neil Patrick Harris hosting. For the third time, right, since 2009, wasn't he?
Yep, he does a good job, too.
Yeah, he does. All right, so that's my story about the 12th. What do you have for today and moving forward, Jen?
All right, well, good news if you're a fan of the event, which I was, and NBC pulled the plug on it. They canceled it.
Yeah.
Sci-Fi now is considering taking up the series and maybe making it into a miniseries. Yeah, so if you like it, write to Sci-Fi and let them know.
Oh, very cool.
I loved it.
Doesn't NBC own Sci-Fi?
It does, yeah.
So they just might move it. Okay.
They might move it. Uh-huh. Ryan Seacrest has a brand new show called I Kid with Brad Garrett, kind of like Kids Say the Darndest Things. It debuts on TLC June 28th, and it's going to be
Brad
Garrett
needs something
asking
else to, do.
Kids yeah, to offer their Good perspective on the world.
Really?
Cloris Leachman, who is on Raising Hope, has been promoted. She was just doing some guest stints on that show. Next season, she'll be back permanently as a regular on the show. She plays Mama. She's a little crazy. Also, Halle Berry may come back to television. She's shopping a show called Higher Learning.
When was she on earlier? What did she have for a show before?
What was she
come
on?
Back to tell. Was she? Did she?
Halle Berry. When was she on television?
She was on a sitcom, I believe, at some point.
Let me look.
Way back when. Now, more news on Grey's Anatomy. Patrick Dempsey said he was going to leave Grey's when we talked about the drama yesterday.
Right.
And then he backed out.
Right.
Well, now Shonda Rhimes, who's the show's creator, said that the contracts for a lot of the regulars on the series will end next season. That includes Ellen Pompeo, who plays Meredith Grey, Sandra Oh, Justin Chambers. They're all the original cast of the series, and they all come up for a renewal next season. She says she's planning on more Grey's Anatomy, but just maybe not with the original cast, so she may let everybody go.
Really?
She said, quote, it might be the last hurrah for a lot of them. You never
know.
I know. So, Ron Artest, who's a big NBA star from the Los Angeles Lakers, he's got his own reality show. No, well, he's turned his life around, Rich, and he's starting a show called Last Second Shot with Ron Artest.
Doug, he's the guy that jumped into the stands and punched the fan in the face.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Shaq is retired.
Yeah, Shaq is retired.
Had enough.
That guy's, he's got a funny t-shirt, though.
He's
going
to be fine.
With the Shaq Challenge or whatever it is.
Right.
Halle Berry was on Knots Landing.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. I think that, by the way, Sarah Palin and Shaq would do well together. And Donald Trump, according to Sarah Palin, says she told Donald Trump to run for president as an independent. Did you hear that?
Not
That's
a good
Sarah
idea.
Sarah Palin's advice to Mr. Trump, 51 after on Good Day.
B Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good time on Good Day. This is the Better Living portion of the program. We have a lot of these, and it's good that we have lots of different people who have lots of different ideas, intelligent ways to deal with your problems. We're here to help you out. And when I say we, I include myself and Tom Kreidler, who is the host of said Money Pit radio program, heard around the country every weekend. Couple of hours of very intelligent conversation, and then Tom comes on after Leslie's been there.
After she's done.
The country has been inundated with these wild storms.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Story of all the Midwest and Mid-South tornadoes this year. We had a tornado here in Massachusetts. Actually, we had two of them in Massachusetts yesterday. First time since the 50s
There's
been any tornadic event here in Massachusetts. So with all of this and with the looming, at least if we take the spring storms as any harbinger of what's going on, the summer storms may be wild as well. So what do you do, even if you're not affected by a tornado, but there's so many of these heavy storms, do you prepare to make sure the water runs off properly? How do you fix stuff when your roof is, not the roof itself, but let's say bunches of shingles rip off and you're going to leave? I mean, there are a lot of things that are moderate to serious that you can deal with either before or after, Tom.
Yeah, and that's right. And if you get a heads up that something's coming, obviously you have opportunities to put away the projectiles in your yard, you know, like the furniture
Here comes the lawn chair through the front window.
Well, yeah. Listen, it causes a lot of damage. You know, when they test building materials to see how well they stand up, they have this cool device, which is sort of an air cannon, where they fire 2x4s at like doors and windows to see how much are
really
fighting. Yeah, yeah. It's
where do they
cool.
do that?
Well, they want to see how they stand up. So
who's got that job? I'd like to have that job.
Is that the
job?
Same thing that shoots the frozen chicken at airplane windows?
Well, yeah. It's sort of like that. For movements here. Actually, I was at a testing facility once where they were testing door assemblies, and they had like wood doors and metal doors and fiberglass doors, and they would fire this air gun with the 2x4. And it's really frightening because with certain doors, this 2x4, if you're on the other side of it, man, you're dead. It just
went
through it. Yeah. And then if you had something tough like fiberglass, it would just bounce right off. But, I mean, the point is that if you are doing something new today, like a door or choosing a siding material, you want to consider weather resistance as one of the decision points. And if you have a storm that rolls through, especially one that you were not expecting, it's a good idea to do a sort of a basic inspection when the storm passes just to make sure that everything is fine, because you can have subtle damage that may not evidence itself for some period of time if you don't spot it first. So where do you start? Well, you start with your foundation. You know, if you have a lot of water, you can get foundations to crack and to shift. So you want to do a walk around and look at that foundation area for anything that's unusual. If soil washes out from a section, for example, over the ensuing months, water will collect there and that can weaken it. So look at the foundation. If you've had any flooded fixtures, anything that's electrical that's flooded really should be replaced. You know, the contaminants that get in water that floods can really wreak havoc on electrical systems. So if
to follow up on that for just a second, things that you leave outside, I learned this the hard way a couple of times, and I just had an example. The most recent example is the pool. The motor that runs the Polaris,
right,
it cleans the pool, has been exposed for the 24 years that the pool's been there.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I suppose maybe.
Isn't that exterior grade, so to speak?
Yeah, it sort of is. But still, even if they tell you that, you know that water is going to seep into that. There's a seal between the pump and the motor, and those things, you know, because it gets cold, they expand, they contract. Sooner or later, if you don't have it under cover, something's going to go kaputsky.
Right.
And so you need to, you know, you can just build little shelters over all of this stuff.
Well, anything you do to keep the direct rainfall off and the direct wind off it is a good thing. And speaking of wind, I mean, that's, of course, the big issue. So doing an inspection for wind damage, get your binoculars out. Stand back in your yard. Look up at the roof. Look for those loose shingles. Look for the loose flashing. Anything where it looks like shingles have lifted up, that's an entree for water to get into the house. Even if it's not leaking at that moment, it could start leaking in the next storm or two. Mm-hmm. Look for siding that's lifted off. If you have vinyl siding, sometimes it sort of unzips, if you know what I mean. It unpeels, and that can be snapped back.
That's male siding. The female siding doesn't do that. It's only the male
that,
siding.
That unzips?
That unzips. Right.
But, I mean, look for wind damage and do that with a binocular so that you don't have to actually get up there on the roof.
Up on the roof, Richie. Now, if you were really clever, you would have had there a. You've got a version. There are several versions
really
of Benny King and the Drifters to get up on the roof as a way for us to bow out of Tom's visitation with us today.
You don't know how bad Doug's
sure he does.
ADD is coming.
Are you kidding?
Oh, there you go.
You don't think Kreitler gets what I'm all about? Are you kidding? Kreitler gets it.
You can't put up with Doug for as many years.
Dementia and ADD in radio is not a pretty picture, buddy.
All right, Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit radio program. You can find out more about it if you go to the contributors box at DougStefan.com.
I climb way up to the top of the...